With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. More than 8,000 flights have been canceled across the country as a major storm is expected to wreak havoc across several states, starting as far south as Texas and all the way up into New England. Michael Colbert with the Oklahoma City Public Works Department says they've experienced a similar storm.
Yeah, I've been doing this a few days. I've been working here doing this since 1982. And up until this predicted storm, the worst one we had was in 2009, and it was called a blizzard to us. It was the most snow that we've had here in history, I believe. And this one is supposed to be pretty close to that. So we learned from that event.
And Haya Panjawi reports that people across the country are preparing.
Forecasters say over half the U.S. population could be affected by winter weather. In Maryland, Governor Wes Moore declared a state of emergency.
Please use common sense.
In Oklahoma City, Public Works employee Michael Colbert says they had a similar storm in 2009.
It was the most snow that we've had here in history, I believe. And this one is supposed to be pretty close to that.
And in Georgia, people stock up on groceries. Alonzo Berry is one of those grocery shoppers.
Like, we just want to make sure we're good for any kind of winter blizzards or anything that could come.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
And, of course, it is expected to have a major impact on transportation as well, and it includes for people who want to fly to their destination, and the airlines are putting out a warning. Here's Bill Alexander.
They're hoping you can reschedule your flights as the big winter storm threatens to disrupt operations and force widespread cancellations. Many airlines are offering travel waivers as ice, snow, and strong winds will be sweeping across major hubs and regional airports in the south, east, and central part of the U.S. At least 1,700 flights scheduled throughout Friday and Saturday have already been canceled.
That's Bill Alexander, and this is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports that the two biggest countries on earth are unfriendly to Christians.
Some say the future belongs to India and China because they represent more than one-third of the global population. But they also both appear on the Open Doors U.S. World Watch list this year, an annual ranking of nations where religious persecution is the worst. India comes in number 12 overall thanks to a Hindu nationalist majority that persecutes Christians. China is number 17 for its constant persecution and repression of believers. Michael Harrington reporting.
The new head of the New York City Council has a plan to reduce anti-Semitism in the Big Apple. Amongst other things, Julie Menon wants a 100-foot buffer zone to be established around all synagogues and Jewish schools to keep protesters at a distance. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has already offered a buffer zone proposal, but it would only establish a 25-foot limit. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports there's been another strike on a suspected drug boat.
The U.S. military says it's carried out a deadly strike on a vessel accused of trafficking drugs in the eastern Pacific Ocean. U.S. Southern Command says that the boat was engaged in narcotic trafficking operations and that the strike killed two people, leaving one survivor. Southern Command says that they notified the Coast Guard to launch search and rescue operations. The U.S. military has focused lately on seizing sanctioned oil tankers with connections to Venezuela. The last strike on a suspected drug boat occurred in late December. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The government says a temporary rule imposed after last year's collision of an airliner with an Army helicopter near Reagan National Airport will now become permanent. The Federal Aviation Administration took steps to make sure that helicopters and airplanes would no longer share the same tight airspace. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.